Episode 9, and this will be the final one of the series. Why do planetariums suck? No, I mean, what can we do grand finale encore wrap-up here? What can we do? We talked about keeping things local, micromanaging, not facing the inevitable disappointment of banging your head against doors because every one you get, you want another bigger one. Anyway, so this is not episode 8. This is 9. 9 are two things, and I'm done. One, cultivate, look in that mirror again, cultivate a rich inner life. Because as Simon and Garfunkel, and you know, I've read about them in history books, they once sang, preserve your memories, they're all that's left you. In the end, picture yourself sitting in a rocker somewhere. Hopefully you're not off your rocker like Whistler's mother who fell out of her chair. You heard that from me. Anyway, your rich inner life will sustain you. Your rich memories, keep pictures, keep whatever triggers those memories. Maintain that inner life no matter what. And two, constantly, as much as you can, reinvent yourself within your boundaries. Just make yourself, like I did with this podcast, make yourself after a rest, go back and come up with a new variety of you. Still be you. Don't go off the deep end. You're still you, but you can reinvent like a different flavor of you, like a different spectrum of you, a different aspect. Turn things on your head, on their head. You can stand on your head too. Not for long, though. I've tried. But reinvent and keep that inner life growing ever richer as it easily can. And I think really that's the secret, my secret at least, to any endeavor, keeping it evergreen and fresh. And it can with planetariums too. There are so many different aspects that you can at home pursue, basically, and you will be happy for the rest of your life. That is, until you get called in for dinner, because then you'll be stuck doing the dishes. Don't ask me how I know. Bye.